Welcome back to the ICA Podcast. I'm Steve Prines, and I'm the course author and instructor for our Home Inspector Training Program. In our last podcast, we discussed some of the very common questions we get from individuals thinking of going into the home inspection business. They're considering going through the ICA training program, but they're concerned about what else is it going to take to be a successful home inspector besides just the training. And specifically, those questions tend to fall either into what type of equipment are you going to need, or how are you going to be able to produce a home inspection report? In other words, are you going to need to buy some software, or can you buy a home inspection report ready-made, and so forth. In the last podcast, we discussed the options for home inspection reports in great detail, and we announced our recent partnership with homeinspectionforum.com. When you enroll in the ICA training program, you now get free access to the homeinspectionforum.com product known as Report Form Pro, which works in Microsoft Word and allows you to do a report on a computer and include photos. So that is a big benefit for any of you thinking about enrolling in the ICA program. So not only now do you get training for our very low price, but you will also get free access to a great report format. Today, I want to talk about the equipment you're going to need to get into the home inspection business. Now, one of the questions we get is, can I work out of my house? Absolutely. By far, the majority of home inspectors work out of their home. And I'm talking about home inspectors that do 300 or 400 or even 500 inspections a year. Yes, almost every home inspector works out of their home. So you don't have the expense of renting an office somewhere. Now, some home inspectors choose to use a P.O. box instead of their home address for their business address, and that's going to cost you $50-$60 a year, I guess, for a P.O. box. But if you want to use your home address as your business address and avoid the expense of a P.O. box, you certainly can do that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. So besides our training and besides a report format, what else are you going to need? Do you absolutely have to have a computer? Do you absolutely have to be computer literate to be a successful home inspector? Kind of. Most inspectors today are doing computer-generated reports. We talked about this in the last podcast. Yes, there are a handful of home inspectors still doing handwritten reports on a format that you buy. But those are quickly going away. And if you're trying to be successful as a home inspector, you're going to go through our training. You're going to hang your shingle out as a home inspector. You're brand new in the industry. To give yourself the best possible competitive advantage, you really should be doing a computer-based report. We talked about that in detail in the last podcast. The other thing is, for marketing reasons, you absolutely have to have email. In the 21st century, people expect to be able to text you, to email you. They expect you to have a website. If you are not real computer savvy and getting a website concerns you, I suggest you talk to a family member or a friend that is a little more well-versed in computers than you are and ask them to help you with that. And really, it's not that difficult. If you have a smartphone, and I know most of you do, and you know your way around that smartphone, then you can successfully operate a desktop or laptop computer, and you can successfully produce a computer-based home inspection report. And you can go to any number of sources and get an inexpensive website done for you. So you don't have to do it yourself. You can hire someone else to do that for you very inexpensively. Get yourself a website. And most people today have email. If you don't have email, it's not very difficult to do so. If you have a hardline telephone, you can probably get email through your telephone provider. And there are all sorts of other options, such as Gmail and so forth, where you can get free email if you already have internet service. So that really should not be a big obstacle for you. Now, having said that, you're probably going to need a printer. You can get printers today for $100, printers and scanners. You don't really need a fax machine anymore. Faxes are kind of dead. These days, if somebody wants to send you a document, they can scan it and email it to you. Now, if you have somebody that just insists on faxing you a document, There are all sorts of services on the internet where you can accept a fax and then have that sent to your email. So you really don't need a fax machine anymore. And I didn't really touch on the price of a computer. I think most of us have computers. But if you don't have a computer and you're thinking of taking the plunge, you can get a basic business computer. So this won't be for playing games on it and things like that. But a computer with basic office functions, probably for $300. Now, absolutely, all the latest computers with Windows 10 and so forth on them, yeah, they can cost $800, $900, $1,000, especially if you're looking at laptops. But if you're savvy, you shop around for deals on the internet, or if you're in a bigger urban area, you hit some of the retail stores in your area, you can often find low-priced computers at a very reasonable price. And again, I mentioned printers, $100. Printers that include scanners in them. Now, obviously, you're going to need a way to answer your phones. You'll need a telephone, and you need voicemail on that. Everybody has a telephone. Do you want to use your personal phone number as your business phone number? There's no reason why you can't, especially if you're a little tight for money right now. Absolutely. If you have a mobile phone, there's no reason you can't use that same phone number as your business phone number. Now, what you'll need to be willing to do, as an example, if your name is Bill and you want to call your company Bill's Home Inspections, what you're going to need to do is every time your phone rings, answer the phone and say, "Bill's Home Inspections, how may I help you?" And simply let your friends and family know that's how you're going to always be answering the phone. And of course, if you can remember phone numbers of friends and family, you can look to see who's calling in first. And if you happen to know if it's your buddy Tim or whoever, you can simply answer the phone and say, "Hey, Tim, how you doing?" But if you don't recognize a phone number coming in, then you have to assume it's a business-related call and answer it that way. So that's another way you can save money. You don't really have to get another phone number at this point. Do you need a shredder? Probably not. If you're not printing out a lot of important documents, you probably don't need a shredder. Now, the reason I mention that is I've had a couple of questions in that recently. What kind of office equipment do I need? You really don't need that much stuff anymore. The more you do on a computer, the less paper you should have. Now, we are going to have our clients sign contracts, and we'll talk about that when you go through the ICA training program. And it's probably best to keep a paper copy of every contract that a client signs just as a backup somewhere. And the reason I suggest a paper copy is because a lot of times we're going to have a contract physically signed right before the home inspection starts. Now, really, these days, more and more home inspectors are getting their contracts signed digitally by either emailing the contract to the client before the inspection or making it available through their website, and the client can send it back digitally through email or some other means. And in that situation, you would save that contract digitally. In other words, it would not be printed on paper. So if you can avoid having paper contracts, then you really don't need to be saving any paper backup copies. And of course, even if you're having contracts physically signed at the home inspection, you can scan those in later and destroy those paper copies. So for those reasons, you might want a shredder. Shredders don't cost much money. Now, as far as actual tools to perform a home inspection, you don't need that many. In the ICA training program, we teach doing an inspection that conforms to the American Society of Home Inspectors standards of practice. There are three major associations. The reason we teach the ASHI standards is because ASHI is the oldest and most recognized home inspection association in the United States. There is nothing wrong with the other two associations at all, and in fact, we'll teach you about those associations when you go through our training program, but we have to pick one of the associations because the standards of practice do vary a little bit, and we simply choose ASHI. However, the three sets of standards from the associations, as well as standards of practice for states that license home inspectors, none of them vary that much where you would need very different sets of tools for one standard of practice over the other. So that is not a concern at all. So to meet really any standard of practice, you're going to need a good flashlight. And today, good flashlights with lots of intensity, they don't cost much money at all. There are all sorts of LED-powered flashlights that don't use much battery power. They're lightweight. You can get those for tens of dollars. And the reason I say that is, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, the home inspection standard flashlight cost nearly $100. That was a mag light, which was also used by police officers around the country back in those days. But those weren't LED, and they required a lot of battery power to give you a bright beam. Not so anymore. You're going to need a screwdriver, mostly to take the covers off of electrical panels. You probably already have a screwdriver. It's generally going to be a straight blade screwdriver, not a Phillips. But most of you already have a few screwdrivers. If you don't have a screwdriver, they're not very expensive. You're going to need a ladder. As far as acquiring tools that you might need for home inspection, a ladder might be your most expensive acquisition if you don't already have one. We do talk about the ladders you can get in detail in our home inspection training program. Most home inspectors use some type of a folding or articulated or collapsible type ladder. In other words, not a regular 32-foot extension ladder. Ladders like that cost $200, $300, $400 depending on how long the ladder is, what brand you buy, what capacity the ladder has in terms of weight. So that's entirely up to you as far as how fancy you want to get with your ladder. But I would think you could get something as little as a couple $100. Remember, too, that you can always hit eBay for used inspection tools. They may not necessarily be inspection tools, but you can get ladders off of eBay or from things like Craigslist or other local ads in your area from people selling equipment. And occasionally on eBay or in other areas, you may find a home inspector who is retiring and willing to sell all their tools for a very reasonable price. So certainly don't overlook that as an opportunity. The fourth thing you're going to need to perform a home inspection is a GFCI outlet tester. You can buy those for $8, $9, $10 at any home center such as a Home Depot or a Lowe's or any local store in your area. These days, home inspection reports include photos, so you will need a camera. Most people listening to this podcast already have that with their phone. Almost everybody has a smartphone with a decent camera built in. If you don't have a smartphone or you don't have a smartphone with a good camera, you can consider upgrading. I will say that to put photos in your report, they need to be pretty clear. You need to have pretty good definition in your photos. You don't want something that's scratchy or grainy or blurry. So if you don't already have a smartphone with a good built-in camera, that may be a bit of an expense for you. But as you know, smartphones, you don't have to pay $700 or $800. You don't have to have the latest iPhone. You can get smartphones with really good cameras for $250. So those items right there are really all you need to get started doing home inspections. There is nothing more. Seriously. I know many of us think that you need so many more tools. Perhaps you've seen a home inspection done. Perhaps you know a home inspector. And you know they have all sorts of tools. Well, they have those tools because they choose to, not because they have to meet the standards of practice. And absolutely, as you gain experience as a home inspector, you may choose to acquire tools such as moisture meters or combustible gas detectors or voltage sniffers or any of the other various tools that home inspectors carry. Sure, you can get all those. But the nice thing about the home inspection business is that you can go through our training. And remember, the price of our training does include a nice home inspection report format. So you can get our training, you can spend a very small amount of money on tools and equipment, and you can get started as a legitimate professional home inspector. And as you get going, as you make some money, you can choose to buy a few more tools. Now, as I mentioned before, that sometimes home inspectors are selling their tools because they're choosing to retire or they're just getting out of the home inspection business for some other reason. Many times when home inspectors are selling their entire tool package, that will come with things like gas detectors and infrared thermometers and voltage sniffers. But again, those are options for you. You don't have to have those. I do want to mention one other thing in the home inspection business that people are using. And perhaps you've heard of this, and that's the use of drones. Now, obviously, drones are not cheap, especially something you'd want to use for home inspection that can take decent pictures. You're going to pay well over $1,000 for a drone that can do that for you. But I want you to know that most inspectors are not using drones. You don't need a drone to get in the home inspection business. Very few home inspectors are using drones at this point, so don't even think about getting a drone at this point. Now, a couple other things you might want to consider having as a beginning home inspector. You certainly should bring some rags along with you in case anything is spilled. You know, if somebody tracks mud in the house or something like that. Some home inspectors carry a 30-buck or 40-buck handheld vacuum for use in case they go into an attic, and by opening the attic hatch, some insulation drops out, falls on the floor. That's a nice customer service thing to be able to clean that up. Some home inspectors wear respirators or dust masks when they go in crawl spaces or even attics to protect their health. Some home inspectors put on some overalls before going in a crawl space to help keep themselves cleaner. Now, you might have a lot of those things already. Now, things like water pressure gauges and inspection mirrors and carbon monoxide detectors or multimeters, again, those are tools that home inspectors choose to carry. You don't need any of those to meet the standards of practice. So, is it possible for you to get into the home inspection industry by spending, including your training, less than $1,000? Yes, it is. Especially if you already have some of these things. The other thing to remember, and I talked about the fact that maybe you don't have a computer. Now, obviously, you're looking at taking an online course that would assume that you have a computer. But you know what I've learned is not all of our students actually own a computer. Believe it or not, some of our online students are using computers at libraries, or they're borrowing laptops from friends, or they're taking the online course in their friend's home. So that's why I actually mentioned that. It's possible that you might not have a computer. However, assuming that you already have a computer because you're taking an online course, that's going to be one of your biggest expenses, but you've already covered that. So yes, absolutely, you could spend less than $1,000, go through our training program, and be a professional home inspector. I don't know of any other legitimate business where you can spend so little and have the potential to make so much money. Well, that about covers today's topics. If you have a question or topic that you would like to have us include in a future podcast, just send it to podcast@icaschool.com. That's podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, at icaschool.com. As always, thanks for listening to the ICA Podcast, and we'll see you next time.